another Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
In 2 weeks on the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast, we bring you our first anime coverage of Dragon Ball Z. Motherfucker.
Take six. Come on. Shit. I'll get it right. Come on. I got this.
You just gotta believe.
You really do.
What's that song?
Leave.
Alright. I think I got it now.
In 2 weeks on the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast, we bring you the first anime to be covered by us, DBZ Dragon Ball Z.
Listen to myself, Matthew, featuring Great King, talking about characters, quotes, great battles, and also top 10 killing spirits, anime characters, other villains to think of.
We will also give a sneak peek to the next anime series we'll be covering, Pokemon, coming soon on the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. This is Matthew with...
I'm Orlando.
Speak up, boy. Speak up.
You really can't hear me?
No, I'm just saying, speak up.
Orlando!
Wow, that's actually better.
I'm not doing that the whole night.
Okay, we'll scoot up to the table then.
Oh.
This is Orlando. He has been with us from the start. We are using his place to do most of the recordings at.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we thank him for that. Yeah,
very much.
Mm-hmm. And returning for her second episode, you may remember her from episode 2, the Cartoon Network versus Nickelodeon debates. What is your name, lovely lady?
Kayla.
Kayla. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay. Hey, 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 Kayla. Hey, stop that, stop that, stop that. The microphone can pick that up.
Oh,
you idiot. Now, folks, just so you all know, Kayla is under strict watch tonight, so if she doesn't produce at least, I'd say, 10 to 15% worth of conversation here, her nickname going forward whenever she comes on the show will be Silent K. So if she doesn't produce up to your standards or our standards, her nickname will be Silent K. If she does, then hey, she gets to be regular old Kayla. And when we introduce her, you won't be able to hear crickets. Sound fair enough for you?
That's good.
That's good.
Yep.
Look at that. She's already met half her quota.
I know, right?
Mm. Damn. That's a shame. I'm just kidding. So anyway, on this episode of the CSYW podcast, we are talking about badass females. You know, those girls that look good and kicked ass at the same time. The ones that made all the boys look bad. Mm-hmm. Well, most of them. So, yeah. Kayla.
Yes.
Yeah, we're putting on you on the spot off the
why
top.
Why I gotta be first?
Why you gotta be first?
Yes.
Okay. We'll let you go last then. Okay, so Orlando. You go ahead and name off some badass female cartoon characters that you know. Both. Oh, and just for the record, the animes we will be including in this episode only come from the following animes: Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon, Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, and Attack on Titan, if they happen to pop up. Naruto's not included. A, too long. B, think of one badass one off the top of your head that doesn't go into episode 500. Okay. So
you just made a whole lot of fans mad.
Oh wow. So, Orlando, you got any badass females for you?
Yeah, let me get Shego and Kim Possible.
From Kim Possible
Show? Kim Possible Show, yeah.
Huh. Talk about the two toughest characters on that show.
Yeah, they got some pretty good fights.
Some pretty good fights.
They go hard.
They go too hard.
They go hard.
Jeez, like, can you make the guys look? Actually, no, that's one thing I liked about that, though. In fact, they were so tough that none of the guys on the show actually could...
Yeah, Dragon couldn't do nothing without Shego.
Ron couldn't do nothing.
Ron's name kind of told you couldn't do anything. Ron Stoppable. Right. Like, the last name itself told you he couldn't do anything.
He tried, though, but...
He tried.
Actually, no, take that back. There was one episode where... No, okay. There's one male character that could probably hold his own against both of them. Huh. Monkey Fist.
The pretty boy?
No.
Oh.
That's senior junior. No. Oh. Monkey Fist. The teacher that used to be, he used to be a teacher, but then turned to a monkey.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking
what
you're talking about.
Yeah. Look him up. But yeah, he was one of those that could go at him. But outside of Shego, Kim Possible didn't really have too many male opponents that she had to really worry about. Shoot, I give you a badass female, and this is one off the top of my head.
Monkey Fist, yeah.
I told you.
Yeah, the karate dude.
Mm-hmm. Buttercup from Powerpuff Girls.
Hey, man.
I was like, now, hold on. To all you saying, well, you can't count the Powerpuff Girls because they all superpower. Buttercup was the toughest fighter out of them
all. She took more hits than all them, the other two.
I was like, Blossom was brains. Bubbles, outside of two episodes, wasn't really that tough.
You're known as the tough one. But what about your sensitive side?
What about it?
Nothing, nothing! So, with all of that unsensitive fighting, do you worry about injuries?
Nah, and I'll let you in on a little secret. Neither does Bubbles. Because when you see her doing the real dangerous stuff, it's actually me in a blonde wig. Hey!
Buttercup.
Unless she made her mad over her stuffed animals, and yeah.
And even then, she wasn't that tough. It was only in Bubble Vicious where she really got tough. And then towards the end of that episode, she came back down to earth. Buttercup? Nah. She'll shut up an entire crowd just by yelling, shut up. You hear it sometimes in the open. You heard it in the opening theme. Mm-hmm. Shoot. Let's see. Buttercup. I got... Actually, Kayla, how about you? Throw a name out there. Throw a...
Sandy Cheeks. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, yeah.
She's a badass.
Oh, man.
Man. Do you remember that time when she was in her room sleeping, she's hibernating?
Damn. Yes.
And SpongeBob and Patrick.
Yep.
They try to wake her up.
That part.
Are you dead? Who are they playing?
Dirty Dan.
Dirty Dan.
Pinhead. Yeah.
Are you Dirty Dan or are you Pinhead? I'm Dirty Dan.
Run, SpongeBob! Run!
Then she woke up from a hibernation after they done took off all her fur and realized she naked.
Naked, yeah. Well, she had her top still.
I mean, but she was still mostly naked. So for like the first couple of days, she was wearing them around.
She went ham.
Okay, Kayla, you got any other badass females you want to throw out there?
Well, yeah, I took my other two, which is Buttercup and,
Kim Possible?
Yeah, Kim Possible.
Okay, well, think of some more. Come on, we'll get back to you. I got one I'll throw out there from you from Dragon Ball Z. Android 18.
I would do her. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right, man. Go ahead.
I would do her.
Go ahead. Real.
What's the matter? You look a bit ruffled.
Yes, well, looks aren't everything. You fight quite well for being such a little man. It's impressive, even if you are a Saiyan.
I know. There are very few willing to train as intensely as I did to achieve this kind of power.
How sad to work so hard for so little.
Sad for you!
Matter of fact, hold on, take that back. You can even throw Chi-Chi and Bulma in there.
Hey, Marion.
Who?
Marion, Krillin's girl. Well, his ex-girl. The
Launch?
One could, yeah, the one that could transform.
Yeah, Launch.
Yeah.
I wouldn't count Launch.
Well, I mean, when she sneezes.
I'll say, yeah, that's you gotta watch out because she has a gun. But then you think about it, that only affects the humans.
true.
Goku,
true.
Once he figured out he's an alien, them gunshots don't hurt him. Definitely don't hurt Vegeta.
Yeah.
Piccolo can regenerate.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Chi-Chi, Bulma. Yeah.
So Bulma maybe not a physical badass, but
still,
she was the smartest one in the entire series.
Yeah, she took on Vegeta.
Her pride took on Vegeta's pride, and let's just say they created Trunks out of that. Go figure. You got pride and pride, and you produce Humble.
Yeah.
Although he has a little bit of pride in him, too, but still.
Remember when you said that Susie Carmichael was not a badass female?
Mm-hmm.
This says otherwise.
Okay, what are you looking at?
I am looking on MTV site.
Mm-hmm.
It says 11 badass female cartoons you grew up watching.
Mm-hmm.
Which includes Kim Possible.
Mm-hmm.
Susie Carmichael.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her name.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what... I just know Susie Carmichael, she was a badass when it came to Angelica.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I gotta agree with that.
Because every time Angelica would try to bully Tommy and Chucky and Phil and Lil, mm-hmm. okay, that's her name. Yeah, she would go against, she would go set up with all of them babies.
Okay, here's how I'm gonna go ahead and just throw that out the window.
Why you gotta throw everything out the window? Sometimes things don't want to go out the window. Okay. How about just go to the ground? Why is everything going out the window?
Why don't you just accept that she's a badass?
What's your obsession with windows?
Even though she's a toddler, though.
Okay, fine. Since we can't send things out the window, I'm gonna take a page off one of my sister's friends and hopefully one of my friends too. India Hunter. I'll send this shit to the moon. I'll send it to the moon then. Okay. The reason why we're not including Susie Carmichael in this, because I think all the girls we just named here: Kim Possible, Shego, Buttercup, Android 18, Sandy Cheeks, Susie Carmichael. Who doesn't belong?
I know you're gonna say Susie Carmichael. You gonna say her, right?
I just named six we just named. Right. Which one of those? And even our audience can sit here and realize, like, okay, Susie doesn't belong in this argument. She's an intellectual female. She's one of the best black characters, cartoon characters of all time. She doesn't belong in a badass female conversation. She may have, okay, stop. She may have stood up to Angelica, but how many episodes did she do that?
I think all of them.
She was in every episode of Rugrats was bullying them?
Okay.
Not really.
Okay.
Okay.
And besides, Angelica was usually foiled by the baby's imagination, mm-hmm. Uncle Drew. Never Charlotte. Well, she was a useless mother. But that's a topic for another day.
Terrible.
She was terrible. Neglectful.
Yes.
Spoiled her rotten. She got Angelica thinking Jonathan's her bitch.
Oh, so you got anybody else, Kayla?
I know.
Okay.
Sugar Mama.
You know, yeah, we'll count that. Count Sugar Mama.
Yeah.
Sugar Mama's badass.
Yeah.
Okay, shoot, I'll take your Sugar Mama and I'll raise you a Mulan.
Okay.
Still, Sugar Mama.
Hold on, stop. You'll take Sugar Mama over Mulan?
I mean, Mulan's in China. And Sugar Mama's all the way in the ghetto.
Right, true.
Far away from the
ghetto. Dogs, wait a minute. They ain't in no ghetto.
Yeah, they are.
They live right.
You got the Mexicans across the street doing whatever they do. Kayla, help me
out. No, no. Okay, yeah. But you know that she did. She do those. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
Sure. Okay, stop. Sugar Mama was a badass. Here's the problem with that: she didn't live in the ghetto.
Because you know, but that mean that she.
I'm not okay, but no. I'm going back to what he said. Why he would take Sugar Mama over Mulan? Sugar Mama did not live in the ghetto.
The ghetto.
Well, he's wrong on that one. Mm-hmm.
I said, but I'm still taking Mulan over Sugar Mama.
I'm not.
I said, shoot. Okay, who all did Sugar Mama kill?
She didn't kill nobody, but she did beat some people up though.
Ooh, she beat them up. Mulan killed one of the most dangerous villains in cartoon animated history. Okay. Not only that, took out an entire army. And you're telling me right now, if Mulan and Sugar Mama was to fight, you wouldn't take Mulan, the leader of an army now?
But I'm not comparing them to. I'm just saying she's my badass. Can't I say she's not?
Okay. Stop singing the ghetto, man. Jeez.
Simple as that. We're not comparing them to. We're just saying who's badass females. Okay. She's badass female.
Okay. Fine.
A badass grandma. Female.
Yeah. Shit.
I guess I should have threatened you with the silent K thing in episode 2. Now we're getting a lot more.
Nice try.
Oh, look at that. She finally showing some balls, huh?
Hell yeah.
That's my baby, though.
Who else we got? We got,
She gonna get a good fucking tonight. Yeah. Come on. What? Orlando, who else you got?
Yeah. I'm still trying to wrap my head. Shoot, let me just throw out, Ursula.
I don't know who that is, but...
So. Off of Little Mermaid?
Hold on, yeah. I think this is also the reason why she'll take Sugar Mama over Mulan. How many Disney movies have you watched?
Oh, you haven't watched all of them?
Quite a few.
Okay. That's why she'll take Sugar Mama over Mulan.
No, I'm not... But I'm saying it's not... I'm not comparing who's more badass.
I get that.
I'm just saying she's a badass female. She's in the category, right?
Okay,
then. So hush about it. Thank you.
Let her have a moment. This is her moment.
Now let's go on to the next badass female.
That's her moment. Okay, fine. Come on with another one without using your phone. No. Yeah. I just siphoned your moment from you.
They did not.
Oh, I didn't?
They did not.
Okay, right now you're looking at, why'd you have to turn over? They just heard the phone click over.
All right, if y'all gonna start arguing, I'm gonna start singing.
Go ahead, sing.
Please.
Stop hitting the table. The microphone is there.
Oh, my bad.
Jeez. Okay, next badass female. Who you got?
Disney.
Not too many Disney now.
Yeah, we can do. Shoot, let's put in Ed's and
Sarah.
No, no. Full Metal Alchemist, their teacher,
Izumi Curtis.
Yes, sir.
Hold on now. If we're gonna throw Izumi Curtis in there, you can't leave out Olivia J. Armstrong,
the one with the lips,
Ice Queen. You can't leave her out.
Woo!
Her and Hawkeye.
Mm.
Why not?
You gotta watch it to understand. You gotta watch it to understand.
They are. I think the viewers out here will agree.
The listeners? See, you're making my mistake now.
Yeah, my bad. Listeners, yeah.
I found this lying in the alley.
Then you're saying they're both missing?
Those idiots! They can't even sweep the street without getting into trouble! They're lucky I expelled them, otherwise I'd kill them!
Shoot. You know what? I know some people are going to get upset that we haven't named this one person yet.
I am Melon Lord!
But I'm going to just name a blind Melon Lord of a badass, you know? Oh, kind of taught somebody a certain type of element to bend to his will to help him save the world from the Fire Nation King. You know, she's blind. She's the greatest earthbender in the world. She invented metal bending.
I am the greatest earthbender in the world. Don't you two dunderheads ever forget.
Oh, Toph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't have listen to that without Toph.
Yeah. Toph, yeah. She's tough. Blind, and her feet can feel.
Look, where you
can stay where her enemies stand at.
I was like, she didn't have one of her senses, but her other four were heightened to extreme levels.
Shoot.
I was like, here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Raven from Teen Titans.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me Raven wasn't a badass.
I'm trying to remember.
Hold on.
I'm just playing.
Okay, ooh, yeah, Raven. Thank God you're just playing.
Raven was good. Starfire.
Nah, I'm not counting Starfire.
You're not counting Starfire? She was good.
Raven was more of a badass than she was. One, Raven was part demon. Two, as shown in that episode where her cyborg and Beast Boy went inside her head.
Mm.
She loses her temper. Mm. That demon comes out.
Yeah.
Had Dr. Light all scared.
Yeah. Well, she's half demon anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the matter? Afraid of the light?
No! My suit! What are you? Don't stop! You win! I surrender!
What's the matter? Afraid of the dark?
I surrender!
Raven! Stop! It's okay. You're going to be all right.
It was... no. So dark. Make it stop. Make it stop.
Come to find out, I actually will say this. I think Raven's the strongest Teen Titan member.
Yeah. Has to be.
I say, because Robin only uses weapons.
Yeah.
Modified weapons. Beast Boy's a beast. Yeah. Literally. Starfire.
She only has a little shoot ball.
Well, I mean, but she has
super strength.
Super strength, but.
Her sister can beat her up, so.
Yeah, I kind of consider that a stalemate.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Because Blackfire is ruthless, but Starfire usually has a lot of happy. And as she said before, her strength and energy comes from her being happy, so.
Everybody said the same thing about Goku. Vegeta.
Goku's strength comes from, and this is a conversation me and Orlando will talk about with probably somebody else another day, but Goku's strength comes from the fact that A, he wants to be the best fighter, B,
Toriyama made him that way,
and C, he just wants to protect people you love.
Aww.
That's it.
Yeah, Vegeta, well,
okay,
in the past he
did. I'll say it didn't but come now, up I'll say yeah now
now he does.
Back then, nah. He fought for himself and only himself.
Yeah, that's the way fighting should be.
Should he?
I mean, yeah.
I know you saw the link I posted.
When you're young and just out there, you fight just to get better and just do it for yourself.
Gohan's... Okay, look. Before Dragon Ball Z... before Dragon Ball Super Super comes out, Gohan's still the best fighter.
Oh, that's in the show. New season's called?
Dragon Ball Super?
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. It came out this year or what?
Yeah. You haven't been...
I haven't been keeping up, man.
Shoot, man. I guess since I spoiled...
Yeah. You really hurt me.
I really hurt you?
You really hurt me.
Never mind the fact that you asked. All I simply said was, on my status, a lot of people will be disappointed. And you had to ask, and I was like, okay, fine, I'll show you. You know better than anybody. If you ask me to spoil something for you, I'll spoil it. Now, if it ruins the movie for you, tough shit. I don't care.
I'm still gonna watch it.
Okay, yeah.
I'm still gonna watch it.
That's something I never understood. If you can't handle the ending of a movie, oh, well, it spoils the movie for me. That's your problem. You don't want to know how we get to that point? Shoot, I should spoil it right here, but I won't do that. I won't do that. This episode will come out probably, what, in two weeks from now? So, yeah, I ain't gonna do that until the...
Yeah.
Well, it's already been released.
The movie?
Yeah, Resurrection of F. Resurrection F, I mean? Yeah, it's already been... That's how I saw it.
Oh, yeah. It's not in theaters, though.
It's not in American theaters.
Yeah.
Japan's already seen it.
Of course, yeah. That's the story I'm gonna live.
So maybe I should go ahead and spoil it.
No.
Okay, but anyway, now that we're back from our tangent, back to the badass females, we just talked about Toph and how she's a badass in her own right.
Talked about Chi-Chi, Bulma, and Android 18.
You know what? Hold on. I got a question. Toph or Buttercup? Who would you take?
Buttercup.
That's a tie for me. That's a tie.
Ooh, I'd actually like to hear from people on that.
Because if you think about it, if they made like a fighting video, like, you know, on YouTube, they put fighting videos mm-hmm. to superheroes, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you put Toph versus Buttercup, Toph can pretty much feel, as long as Buttercup is in the air, she can't really...
See,
that's but
true.
If Buttercup is on the ground, that's where she loses, because Toph can feel you.
Mm.
She can feel your body vibrations or the energy that you give off and all that.
Well, but then wait a minute. You said she can feel the energy that you give off. Remember, Buttercup was made in part by Chemical X.
Right.
Energy that expounds as soon as she steps foot somewhere. So right. Couldn't she kind of catch her right there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, I'm still saying Buttercup has to stay in the air if that... You know what? The guys at Screw Attack should probably make that happen. Make a death battle. Make a death battle between Toph and Buttercup. Let's see who wins.
I'm so sick of that Goku versus Superman.
That is actually the one everybody wanted to see. And you know what? It makes sense that Superman won that one.
It really does. No, let's do another episode.
I say it does make sense, though. It does.
No.
How does it not make sense?
We're not even going to get into this.
Yeah,
later. We'll stick to this episode.
Episode.
I'm just saying, if dude can go into the sun and rejuvenate himself,
how in the world can you survive from a thing that is weak to you? Kryptonite, if you've been sticked, stabbed, ate, whatever, with kryptonite, you should not be able to live. Yeah. That's physically impossible. I know he's from Krypton, mm-hmm. but still, the creators gave him way too much credit, like they did Goku. Sorry, Toriyama.
Jesus Christ, you hate Toriyama now, don't you?
My heart is broken. My heart is broken.
Okay, right now. Hold on. I know this is supposed to be.
I still love. I just need to take a mm-hmm. break from this relationship we have.
Mm-hmm. Sure, you do. Until the next fighting game comes out.
That's another topic we can talk about.
Okay, but still, how you can sit there and say that's bull? But I'm just saying, if the Earth is revolving around the sun, basic science tells you that all he has to do. And it's been proven he's faster than Goku. Fly to the sun, come right back.
He's fast. Of course, he's faster than Goku. He's faster.
What's Goku? Okay, watch this. What's Goku's strongest move?
Oh, the spirit bomb.
How long does that take?
Forever.
Okay, you can't tell me Superman can't just fly to the sun, fly right back, and right there in his face.
But if it, okay, we'll get to it later.
We'll get to it later.
Let's stick with the.
Kayla, you got any more?
Do you have any more?
We just tossed out like a good number of them. Do you have any more?
I'll do another.
You've been saved again, Kayla.
No, go ahead.
Give me Maleficent. You know what Maleficent is?
I haven't seen it. I heard of it though. It's not Frozen.
Yeah, or look, you, Kayla, stop. You named the one movie that he hasn't seen.
Oh my god. Alright,
go back and listen to episode 1 if you want to know Orlando's true thoughts.
Oh yeah, I remember you told me that.
Mm-hmm. Foolish thoughts, that is. I mean,
go ahead, Matt, go ahead. Back up what he was saying.
Mm-hmm. You hadn't seen the movie.
What you got?
Here's a badass female. Here's a badass person in general. Misty.
Off of Pokemon?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Misty.
Dude, she had a freaking Gyarados.
Now she has a Gyarados.
Yeah, you know how hard that thing is to train in the Pokemon world?
Yeah.
Ash couldn't do it. Brock couldn't
Ash doesn't have a Gyarados. Ash never had a Gyarados. Brock!
I'm just saying, he could not do it because...
Hold on, whoa, stop. He got Charizard to act right.
How long did that take?
He still got it to act right.
Still, how long did that take?
I say, you're right. It took almost 2 full seasons, but yeah, still.
And how long did it take Misty to get that Gyarados in order? One episode.
But hold
probably,
on.
Probably one
but,
or two.
I'll say, but hold on. She specializes in water type Pokemon. Yeah. So she would know. Not to mention, if that Gyarados did act wrong, she had a Starmie behind her ready to go.
Oh, true.
If she ever decided to use that thing.
She did a couple times.
Yeah.
She
did. I just kind of find it funny how after that episode with her and, I think it was after that episode, because I don't ever remember seeing Starmie after that episode where her and Ash battled for the Cascade Badge. I don't remember seeing Starmie after that.
I really don't either.
You're like, damn, Misty, what happened to your Starmie?
We see Henson was a Golduck, but that was it. He was a hit and miss, but nobody else. She always had that daggone Togepi, and then that movie came out.
Her Togepi has evolved.
Yeah.
And then left, yeah.
Left, yeah.
Dang. I could have been a nice ass Pokemon for her too.
Could have, yeah. She would have been stronger than that.
Well, nah. Nah.
What level is that Pikachu? What level is that?
Hold on, stop. Pikachu's been beaten before in reasonable ways.
Yes, by Raichu, yes. But still, what level, what nature is this?
Stop. If we're gonna do levels and natures that's based off the video game here. Let's just go ahead and say that Ash's Charizard, his Gliscor, and his Snorlax are all broken. And if you haven't watched the newer episodes of Pokemon, like the Series XY, the Goodra he has that he will soon release for reasonable reasons, that's also broken. Another badass female. We got
Helga Pataki.
Ooh.
Hey,
I was gonna say, would you take her?
Yeah.
Hold on, whoa. I'm talking just from Hey Arnold, would you take her or Patty?
I'll take both. Why we can't do both?
Yeah.
Hold on, whoa. No. If you had to choose one.
If they was fighting
each other and we've seen this fight before, I'd say Patty.
Yeah, I'd say Patty.
Yeah. I'd say, so look, you brought up Helga, we wanna switch that over to Patty.
She's so dumb she failed a blood test. I mean, last week she took an intelligence test. It came back negative. The other day, her teacher asked her,
Patty, what's 2 + 2?
You know what she said?
Tallahassee.
Helga. Don't interrupt me. And then he says, Patty, what's the capital of Florida? And she says, 4. Then he says, Patty, are you having fun with me?
Well, she says, I'd be having a lot more fun if you'd stop asking me such hard questions.
I mean, she is dumb. Oh, hi there, Patty. Oh, we were just talking about someone else, named Patty, someone you don't know.
Look, you little skis. I know you've been making jokes about me all day.
Me? Making jokes? Oh, no, you must be mistaken. Why would I make jokes about you? I mean, you're so big and so strong. And when I say big, I mean that in the best possible way.
Listen, I don't like what you've been saying about me. And now I'm gonna have to make you pay.
Oh, okay, well, I'll go get my wallet. How about 50 cents? Or we can make it an even dollar.
Not that kind of pay joke, lady. Tomorrow, after school, 3:15, right here. You and me are gonna dance.
Dance? Oh, well, I'm not really a good dancer.
I believe she's using a euphemism for a more brutal form of physical activity.
I know what she means, Phoebe.
3:15, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I'd make it today, but I've got an orthodontist appointment. And you better not chicken out. If you run, I will find you.
Are you okay, Helga?
She's gonna massacre you.
Remember what she did to Mary?
Who's Mary?
Hi, Mary.
I still like Helga, though.
I like Helga, too, though. Yeah, we can do both.
She beat a boy. Okay, stop. How many boys did she really beat up?
Patty beat up Harold.
Yeah,
Patty. Patty, okay.
Patty beat, look, Patty had Wolfgang trembling in his boots.
Yeah.
Come on, Patty.
Okay, Patty.
We give you credit for that one.
Helga had like that.
But Helga was a bully, though.
Yeah, she had like that psychological. Like, she can just look at you and people, yeah. Kids be scared at her. But then
she never got invited to Rhonda's sleepovers.
Oh. The first time anybody had a heart for Helga.
Yeah.
I didn't.
You are cold.
Dang.
I'm just kidding. I don't care if you did or didn't. Let's see. We got any more badass females? Because I know there's some off the... Ooh, wow.
Elsa.
Huh?
Elsa.
I wouldn't necessarily consider her.
Why not?
Is that the thing from Frozen?
Yeah.
I could talk. Go ahead and talk about
her. I wouldn't necessarily consider her.
Oh, okay.
But why not?
Well, because she kind of had an unfair advantage from the start over all those people.
Which one was that? The blonde or the...
The one with the ice powers.
Oh.
Yeah, Orlando, we'll let you know when you can come back in. Hum. It's a small world after all. Just hum that for you.
That's good.
Okay, but yeah, you can't necessarily count. Okay, look, if you want to throw her in there, go ahead. I'm just not... She had an unfair advantage from birth. From birth, she had an unfair advantage.
Six Angels wasn't fair.
I'm just saying, like, compared to... You know what? No. You're right. Let's count her. Count Elsa.
Okay.
We're going to count Elsa.
The one with the ice powers.
Yes, yep. The one with the ice powers. And hopefully, just like in episode 1, we're not mixing this up.
The one that was sad the whole time.
The one that had... Yeah, sad and had the ice powers. It is Elsa, right?
Is it?
With the ice powers.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Let's see. Have we named enough badass females, or do we need to keep going?
Did we name Mulan? Yeah, we named Mulan.
I was just one who grew up Mulan.
Mm-hmm. You got Ashley off Recess.
Yeah.
Mm. That's a good one, yeah.
Okay, so now that people got a general assumption of all the badass females we've talked about here, let's give, you know, we always do top 3. Give us the top 5 of your favorite 5.
Take a minute here.
I know, go take a minute.
Matt, you want to sing something while I write down my...
Shit, I'll go ahead. I don't care what their rank is. I just want you to name your favorite 5.
Well, I need to rank them mine.
Why you got to rank them, though?
Because some of the bad others.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. Do that, girl. Shit.
Okay, I will. Shit.
Yeah, okay.
I'm ready. All right.
Okay,
hush.
All right.
Okay.
Love you.
I love you, too.
There you go. That's how you win that argument.
No, you didn't win it.
Yeah, I did.
You both won.
Okay, fine. You go first then.
No, you go first.
You go first.
You go first.
I will go first.
Orlando will go first.
Give me Maleficent, General. Shit, forgot her name.
Armstrong.
Armstrong. Mulan, 18, Buttercup.
Ooh.
Buttercup, what? Buttercup last.
Well, no, I mean, you just said them. You didn't rank. Did you rank them?
Or? I didn't rank them.
Okay, yeah, you just said
named them.
Them,
yeah.
Man, wow. Okay, here's me. give me Toph, Buttercup, Android 18. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. What did I say? Toph, Buttercup, mm-hmm. Android 18. You know what? Raven. And. Huh. I know I'm missing a badass female somewhere. I'll come back with my fifth one because I'm still thinking. Kayla?
Shame. It's not a rank, so.
Good.
I'm going to say Elsa, Kim Possible, Patty, Buttercup, and say Helga.
Helga? Okay. I guess it's back on me to find my fifth then. Because I said Toph, Buttercup, Raven, 18. My fifth and final one will be... I should be a nigga and throw something from Fairy.
We won't even know what you're talking about.
We don't.
Yeah, you two wouldn't know. Uh-huh. You don't know much of this list in the first place. So.
I know I don't.
Okay. let's see. I will throw out... my fifth badass female. See, it's a competition for me.
Oh, gosh.
It's a competition for me. Like, I don't know who the fifth one should be.
Pick between who? Between who? Oh, God.
You know what? No. My fifth, Shigo.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Fifth one, Shigo.
Here's a real question.
Okay.
If you had a choice to hang out with one of these characters on your list, who would it be? If they were real.
Shit, I had to go and pick all the mean ones, too. Damn! I had to go pick
every part. Somebody sends you halfway to hell.
I also part freezes you to death. I'm going to take out Helga and put Sugar Mama. And I'll hang on.
Realize as
mama.
Soon as you ask that question, she want to take out Helga and put. Okay, okay. No. Way to cheat the system.
No, I forgot all about Sugar Mama. I forgot who I said.
Okay, all right. Well, Andrew, you go, because I gotta pick who's the least likely to send me to hell.
General Armstrong.
Now, you know she'll put you to work on site. You'll work in your underwear for her, won't you?
I will. Mm-hmm. If she was real, yeah.
And you'll have Armstrong.
We'll have mixed babies, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. Oh, you know that theme song that plays whenever. Yes! and when your son comes out, these Armstrong looks have been passed down for generations. You have changed your name to Armstrong. You know Olivia ain't gonna do it. You know Olivia ain't gonna change her name to Armstrong.
Oh, shoot.
Dang, which one I would hang out with? Let's see. If I hang out with Toph, there's a good chance she's gonna make fun of me a lot and possibly hurt me. If I hang out with Buttercup, that's just saying I got to hang out with her. Probably a good chance she's going to fly away.
she can take it with you.
Yeah. She's got super strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talk about flying at 70 miles an hour.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You're scared of heights, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And airplanes, so. Being up that high by a 5-year-old girl didn't soothe me. Raven...
She might, like I said, she might send you to hell.
I was about to say, like, in 18, I'm regretting my list. I'll go with Shigo, because at least she was good.
Yeah, she was.
She was good for a time being. She's not really a villain. She just wants to fight.
She does, yeah. And you can fight her all day long.
Mm-hmm. And then
beat up.
Mm-hmm, and then go home with her and...
Mm-hmm. Girl right here, too. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you was everywhere green and black jumpsuit like Shigo,
Color your hair black. Oh, it's already black.
It's already black.
No, it's not black. It's like brown.
It's black enough. Shit.
I mean, it's dark brown.
It's black enough still, though.
So, Sugar Mama.
Shigo.
General Armstrong.
Is it better for a cartoon to have a really noticeable badass female? Or, in a sense, like Sailor Moon,
a cast filled with... Oh, goodness. Whoa, back up. I know no one's going to believe I'm about to say this one, but one badass female I forgot to put on this list that I really think everyone will be shocked that I know this one, Rainbow Dash from My Little Pony.
I never watched Little Pony.
Me either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Rainbow Dash deserves to be on that list.
Are we talking about that bully? Or that mean thingy with all the powers and all that?
No, Rainbow Dash, okay. Rainbow Dash is a...
Oh, the one that can move like at the speed of light or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you talk about
it. No, I'm just saying, she deserves to be on the list. Okay. She's a throw... Look, she was, in a sense, she's like the buttercup of that group of My Little Ponies.
Oh, who would... Who would win a race between her and Buttercup?
Oh, Rainbow Dash.
I don't know.
Rainbow Dash.
I don't know.
Rainbow Dash will win.
I don't know.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because can't the girls, all three of them, Buttercup, Bubbles, and Blossom...
Buttercup's the fastest out of the three.
She can move the sound of sound, right?
Speed
of sound.
Right.
So as Rainbow Dash.
But Rainbow Dash... No, Rainbow Dash goes at Mach.
Oh, she goes at Mach?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Right. I was like, no
you
one outruns...
can't even see it.
No one outruns Rainbow Dash.
Oh,
no sick. One... But what was I about to say? Is it better for...
You said Mach, right?
Yeah.
So Superman, you lost. Sorry. I had to throw that out there.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
He's being honest.
I'm sorry. Boy, I need to go to therapy for that.
You do. That Goku, who else do you need to go to therapy for? Every Disney movie after 2008? How about that? You need to go to therapy for that too? I got a library you can watch. Brave...
I'm
Rosen,
good.
Ralph.
I'm good on that.
I need to watch Wreck-It Ralph.
I'm good on that.
Big Hero 6.
This looks stupid.
Hold on. What looks stupid?
Big, what's the blob
Big,
thing?
Big Hero 6? That's stupid?
It looks
stupid?
Stupid.
It's not stupid.
Okay.
I mean, I thought it would be stupid too, but after I watched it, it was good.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stick with the Disney's I grew up with. And,
baseball fan yet again.
I love baseball.
I know.
Yeah. Join all the other 2% of America that does. That's right. I'm throwing hard shade. I don't care. I'm throwing hard shade at baseball. I don't care.
What happened to you?
Nothing.
Something must have happened to you.
No, I'm just... Okay, look. Look at baseball right now and tell me how much fun is it really to watch.
Yo,
it's
really
like
ain't,
4 or 5 freaking hours. For what? 6, 4, whatever innings, 9 innings.
9 innings.
And then you just watch the ball.
I don't say, hold on. And for me, it's not even that. It's the fact that you got Latino, you got Hispanic players, some black and some younger white players trying to show off, make the game more fun. And you got these old heads that's been in the game for fucking ever saying, no, you got to respect the game. You got to respect our history. Do it the right way, i.e. the white way. Do it the way that happened before Jackie Robinson entered the league. You got to do it that way. That way is the best way for baseball. Yeah, you're so right when fat guys can just line up out of nowhere, get paid just 4 figures just to hit one ball, and we all herald him as the home run king until Hank Aaron comes and hits it. Yeah, I got a real big problem with baseball. You gonna sit here and tell me that you flip a bat and that deserves you to get hit in the head with a ball? And by the way, this policing of the city, at least be like hockey and police yourselves correctly. Don't sit there and get hit. Don't sit there and try to police something that happened 5 years ago. Clayton Kershaw, you want to be a good pitcher? Hey, how about you come through in the playoffs? Don't be the Peyton Manning of your sport. Be at least Drew Brees. Be at least Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I done went off on a tangent. Look at what you done started. Shoot. Don't sit here and talk about the steroid. Oh, baseball is done. Oh, it's the pitching era. They don't like to produce runs. Well, of course they don't like to produce runs. You done shunned everybody who did steroids saying like, oh no, they cheated the game. How about this? How about you put a steroid section in the Hall of Fame? Because ain't nobody going to sit here and tell you that Alex Rodriguez and Barry Bonds shouldn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. By the way, we're just going to completely ignore the fact that Ken Griffey Jr. probably was the best hitter to come out of that era. Huh? Yeah, because everybody from that era is associated from steroids. We're going to treat Derek Jeter, the motherfucker that only hit like 2,000 home hits. We're going to treat him like a king? Really?
He is a king.
He
got a commercial.
Nah, he had a commercial. Produced by who? Just because he came out of New York? Please, put him in Texas and see what happens. Man.
I got a hard beef with baseball.
You can't talk bad about Clinshaw, man.
I can't talk bad about Clinshaw.
Clinshaw is the man.
Dude. He's the man? Right. Oh, okay.
Not right
Madison
now.
Madison Bumgarner went 426 feet deep on him.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Oh, you aware. Okay. That's the man. Big time Timmy Jim's the man. Don't spit out that Faygo now. That's right. I got a hard beef with baseball.
Calm down.
I am calm.
Dude, you need some help.
No, I don't.
You need to get that checked out.
No, I don't.
You need to talk to someone.
You know, we kind of do, though. Cause
why do I need to get that checked out?
You don't like that, though, when you talk about a subject that's so sensitive to.
I'm not sensitive about this subject. I'm just saying, hey, baseball guys, baseball fans, become more exciting. It's not that hard to do in this era.
You don't have to watch
it. No, well, you was right
about that. I don't watch it.
You was right about that. It should be a little bit more exciting, though, because it's boring as fuck.
I was about to say, yeah.
You don't have to watch it.
I don't watch it.
There's a lot of baseball fans out there.
I try to watch it a couple times and turn channel. It's just boring. All you do just throwing balls and then...
By the way, bats and... by the way, American League, make your pitchers hit.
Damn. That's just wrong.
If they can't hit, let it be known. Shoot. You can throw 90 miles an hour, but you're too scared to stand in the pitcher box and stand in the batter's box and take it?
Yeah, you really need to talk to somebody.
I'm just saying. Football has their issues. Basketball has their issues. Hockey has their issues. You want to know what they got over baseball? They got entertainment. The Stanley Cup Finals got the Chicago Blackhawks and the Tampa Bay Lightning, the two best scoring teams in the league, going at it. The NBA Finals for the last 3 years, you can't tell me they weren't exciting.
Okay, let's get back to the topic here, and I'm gonna let you calm down.
Let me calm down. I ain't gonna take a break. Shoot.
Okay.
I'm back.
That was a quick break. You didn't go nowhere.
You're right. Let's get back to it. What were we talking about? We were talking about badass women. Ooh. Okay, no, back. Mercy. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So want some Faygo?
Yeah, give me some Faygo.
Psych?
Please.
Dang. Psych?
Okay.
Play.
Okay, cool.
I got some tea in there.
Fuck tea.
I'm just playing. Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. We'll drink it all now.
Faygo cotton candy. Go get you some.
It is a bomb.
Yeah, it is a bomb. Faygo in general is a bomb. But yeah, back to what I was saying.
Sorry, folks, about that. A little
rage.
It wasn't rage, it was truth.
We will try to get this man some help.
No, y'all won't.
We will try to get him some
help. Definitely.
Good luck. Anyway, would you rather have a cartoon?
I'm torn now.
See, and y'all the ones that need to come down off it more than I do. I'm back.
That was very intense.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't as intense as it could have been.
Dude, that was worse. Than my problems, Goku. No, but Goku and Superman.
That's because your problems with Superman only come because you're a Batman fan, and your problems with Goku only happen because you found out what's going to happen in the Resurrection F movie.
No, I always felt like that about Goku. Mm. Always.
Oh, but you didn't seem to have a problem with that when he was going up against Boo, huh? When I sat there and told you the reason why the Majin Buu saga sucked was because it killed everything it did before it. How Gohan should have been the savior from there on out after he defeated Cell.
Against Majin Buu?
Yes!
He grew soft. He fell in love.
But then he got mystic form.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. Again, pride led him to... Well, yeah. Pride.
Are you sure it was Gohan's pride that got him, though?
Nah, there's Majin Buu, man.
Yeah,
the great Buu.
Majin Buu.
Shout out to the great Bobbity and his father, Bibbidi, for creating one of the best villains.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Ooh.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You're the only person here smiling about that.
I am.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm a Kid Buu fan, man. Oh. Mm-hmm. M for life,
huh?
I see some kid do that.
Okay, so back to this is
off topic.
This is, and I'm gonna bring this up later on, but
all right.
Would you rather watch a cartoon or an anime with dominant female characters with one dominant male, or male characters and one dominant female? Like, which would be more entertaining to you?
Males and one dominant female.
And why is that?
Hold on. So, okay, if I'm understanding this correctly, are the males?
Let me reword this. You have a cartoon or an anime that has a lot more males than they do females, or it's even. But the power, but like the toughness or power levels of the males go from like extremely low to extremely high.
Fucking Naruto.
But the women, damn. I'm sorry. But the women, they all stay steady.
Yeah, they do.
Like the you have that show, or you have another show where you have more women than men. The women fluctuate from here and there, but the guys are all steady to up top. Which would you rather watch?
I like them even. I like to have some males have their dominant
role. I'm saying, but if there was a show, and there are shows out there like that.
Okay, well.
I say, because like, okay, for example, Dragon Ball Z. Mm-hmm. We can sit here and say, okay, Goku, Gohan, Vegeta, the toughest characters out there.
Yeah.
But isn't it more noticeable that 18... It's probably the only one. 18 and Piccolo are the only non-Saiyans that can hang with them.
Yeah.
And even 18 can last longer than Piccolo could.
Mm-hmm.
In Powerpuff Girls, there are a lot of male villains out there. There are a lot of male characters out there. Isn't it kind of funny, though, that the most notable... Well, I mean, they are the headline, Powerpuff Girls. But Buttercup is, when it comes to toughness, the most notable one outside of him, who probably is genderless.
Him? Oh... That's one scary villain.
Mm-hmm. What's another example? Kim Possible is another example. All the villains are men. So why is that the one villain everybody can remember is Shigo? My personal opinion, I think it's better if you had the woman, your women be steady, and your men fluctuate. Because your men can fill any role in the show will work. The show will work. Dragon Ball Z. You can have your guy that always gets killed off, Krillin, Yamcha. It works. You have your guy who's in the middle of the pack. You respect him enough to know that he has power, but you also know that he shouldn't be involved in any boss battles. Piccolo. Then you have your cream of the crops. Your Gokus, Gohan, Vegeta.
Dang, that is cold.
Think about it, though.
You gotta give Piccolo his props.
Okay,
man.
You give Piccolo his props all the way up until Cell first transformed.
Yeah.
After that, it's like, okay, we respect Piccolo. He should be training every Saiyan from here on out. Because you got Gohan, Trunks, and Gotens as proof that he's a good trainer.
Mm-hmm. He could have killed Cell.
He could have, but he got away. Then when he fought Cell again, Cell blew him out the water.
Blew him out the water, yeah.
So like I said, Piccolo is the middle of the pack. And then you had your top tier ones. Now, in the Majin Buu saga, the strongest human... that's not a half-breed of any kind, is 18. 18 is the strongest human.
Yeah.
The next strongest human you have to think about, 10, and that's a big gap.
Very big.
That's a very big gap. 18 had to power down a little bit to spar with Krillin, whereas when she finally got to fight Gotens and Trunks when they was fighting as Mighty Mass, and they went Super Saiyan, she was still hanging in there with them.
Still hanging with them.
Matter of fact, she was giving them business.
Yes. Yes.
It's better when, to me, it's better when the cartoon has steady, not dominant, but more so steady women.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Than lower, like, your fluctuating of women, which is kind of why I never got into the reason why I never got into Sailor Moon, first off, was because they all look like hoes.
Thank you. It. I said the same thing. They would fight over this one, they would go crazy over this one guy. Oh my God, he's so cute. I love him. I want to make it difficult. Difficult situation. I want to do whatever. It's stupid.
Pause. I just kind of want to throw this out there. Me and Orlando both don't like or borderline hate Sailor Moon. But if Girls Bravo was to come on at TV,
hey, you know it.
We'd be right here.
You know it. You know it.
Kayla don't know what Girls Bravo is.
I don't.
She don't need to know.
You don't need to know.
I want to know.
Oh, she wants to know now. Watch this. Blue Lagoon, Black Lagoon.
Ooh.
Ooh! That's a show filled with it, man.
Ooh! Sir.
You can question the men, but don't question the women.
Sir.
What's the, Balilaka? No, not Remy, Balilaka. You never see her raise
Russian.
You never see her raise any kind of threat, but the moment she did.
Oh, man. Talk about mafia. True mafia.
Got some bad news for you. I'm sorry, little boy, but this is it. The end of the line for you. But before that happens, you'll have to apologize for all the mischief you've caused. Isn't that right? Now you're gonna kneel before me and beg forgiveness.
You're pretty funny.
I said kneel! As I said, the end of the line. If you were able to think rationally, it would have been obvious to you that as you pursued us, you were being led to your death. Take a look at yourself now. A pathetic little brat who's beyond all repair. And like it or not, this is where you're gonna die.
I say now. Where am I going with this? Hold on, pause. Do you need to go to the bathroom, Orlando?
You wanna do that too.
I am giving you a pass here. You will not get the bubble guppy song if you go to the bathroom now.
Okay.
Eat
no, I'm just playing. I'm good. You sure? I'm sure.
Shouldn't want to extend your podcast streak to 4 episodes?
I am good.
Are you
I'm
sure?
I'm gonna end it.
He's gonna end it at 3.
He said he ain't drinking. He ain't drink nothing. So.
Yeah, now, did you drink anything before the last one?
Well, I had a little tea, but
Wait, hold on. Didn't you just say you had tea?
Yeah. I'm gonna kick in to about 11, 12 o'clock.
Should I stall then?
You should stall.
I should stall.
I can hold it. Go ahead. I ain't gotta go.
No, just keep going.
Okay.
Going.
Okay. Yeah. Well, next topic. Do you personally think? You know, back up to episode 2, when we was talking about the old cartoons versus the new cartoons, I've noticed this with the newer cartoons. Another badass female, I forgot to mention Flame Princess from Adventure Time. Hold on now. She was born as a baby and had to be contained because her power was too great. And when she kissed Finn, she almost blew up the earth.
Yeah, talking about the one that had a crush on Finn or whatever.
Yeah, Flame Princess.
Yeah. That was a nice little love story.
Mm-hmm. But I want to say, do you think that the cartoons back then, outside of Powerpuff Girls, do you think the women were too stereotypical?
Yeah.
Like, almost scarily stereotypical? Like, we was back in 1950s stereotypical?
Yeah, look at Dexter's Laboratory. What would the mom do?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Stay home, cook, clean, wash dishes, take care of the kids, and where was the dad at? At work. Go to the bar.
Screw the dad. I'm talking about just the women characters.
Oh, I mean,
in general.
Yeah.
I mean,
Johnny Dee Dee, the dumb blonde.
Back in dance. She was a peace child, the soul child.
Yeah.
I said, shoot, I'll throw out Johnny Bravo. What was that show all about?
Oh, hitting on women all the time.
Mm. But yet, what did all those women do to him?
Smack him.
Representing the 90s women strong, huh?
Mm-hmm. You can't walk to say, hey, yo, baby, what's up? How about we go to back my crib and do something?
Never do that again.
I was just making up
stuff. Never do that again. Not ever will you do that again.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
The acting wasn't that bad.
It never okay, but stop. With him, it never comes off as that bad at first. Then he'll continue to do it, and it will lose.
I'll continue to do stuff.
Okay. But yeah, back to what I'm about to say. What the fuck?
Our email?
No. Ryback is the Intercontinental Champion.
Who?
Woo! Okay. Something else for something other time. I'll get back to that later. But yeah. The female cartoons, the female characters in cartoons back then, too stereotypical, we all agree, to an extent, they were. Now, I feel like
they got more, the creators gave them more, like, a modern role, like, the more freedom, like, you know, the women's
rights.
You're
talking about the new ones?
The new ones, yeah, like, we just talked about the Adventure Time, mm-hmm. where the women can have powers now, they can be able to save the men.
Well, they have layers.
They have layers, yeah.
Yeah. Steven Universe.
Never seen it.
I'll say, all... Yeah, I, wait.
if they listen to episode 2, they know that you two have never seen this before. Steven Universe is this kid, this boy, walking around with 3 gems. Shoot, I hope I can remember all of these off the top of my head. Garnet. Not Rose. Wait, is it Rose? No, it's not Rose. Shoot. Damn. I cannot remember the other two. I am so pissed at myself. Amethyst? I think, yeah. Garnet, Amethyst, and the freaky skinny one. That one. Yeah, y'all can talk to me all you want to about that. But they all had their own little... I'm going to edit this entire part out.
Please do.
Because I am going so blank right now.
I know. I can tell.
And it is hurting my soul that I'm going blank on Steven Universe. Oh, this hurts. Okay, now, here's one. Amazing World of Gumball. Oh. The child... No, stop, stop, stop. The child, Anais. She's the smartest character in the whole thing.
That's a girl?
She's a four... Yeah, she's a four-year-old bunny. She's a prodigy.
Continue. I'm listening.
Stop, stop now. We sit here and didn't have a problem with the 6-year-old boy having a laboratory as big as the Earth. And his, I said, now hold on, you got a problem.
That's pure genius.
That's pure genius.
That's pure genius.
But a bunny, okay, once again, we're not going to touch on that conversation right here. But
not right now. Not right now.
Not again. Not right now. But still, she's in a household where you would think she would be dumb because the mom is too intense, the dad is too carefree, the son is an idiot. And the pet fish has mutated into being an older brother as to her.
What the heck? What? It mutated?
Yes, it mutated.
Wow.
He grew legs one day and he just happened to be older. Anais sticks out as being the smartest character, not just on that show, but actually of the new cartoons in general. She's a 4-year-old child prodigy.
That's great.
Okay, because I've lost the other two people.
No. Thank you, Kayla.
I'm not being sarcastic. I was green. Mm-hmm. I was a green. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. So, yeah. What were you saying about?
Thank you for ending that. I had enough.
You're welcome.
Damn, Gumball. Let's see what else I got. Mm-hmm. We can do...
What do you mean, we can do? We're still recording.
Oh, that's right.
We're doing whatever we want.
Females had a saddest story. Had a sad life.
See, I was going to say that for like a female topic in general.
Oh.
It's just focusing on badass females. Oh, okay. And we just kind of went complete. You know what? Screw that. Here's a topic I'm going to bring up because we kind of showed part of the problem here. Do you think female cartoons in general, badass or not? No respect. Or just do the cartoons do the way that females are projected in cartoons back then and now reflect how females are looked at today? Because think about it, this is supposed to be a podcast about female cartoons, but yet we've spawned off onto arguments about baseball, Goku, Superman, Gohan, old versus new cartoons yet again. Do you think that it represents women? Like, is it a mirror? The way we look at female cartoons, we've got to specialize them a certain way, the same way we do in real life with women. Do you think, is that plausible to say?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Talking about it here.
That's a good question. That's
a good question.
I'm just saying, like, talking about it here, we're supposed to talk about badass females. We're now almost an hour into this, and. I mean, how much of the podcast have we really talked about these said females?
It's not a long time, about what, 30 minutes tops without interruptions?
Fooling around, yeah. I mean, Disney princesses, they got an entire episode. Okay, there's a one-off.
Yeah.
The Cartoon Network versus Nickelodeon, that all was nothing but Cartoon Network versus Nickelodeon. Had Disney in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And even the Looney Tunes podcast. That was with a couple of jabs to Orlando included about Looney Tunes. This one we have included everything except the main topic of badass females. Do you think that kind of says something about the United States as a society?
Yeah. Yeah, I do kind of think about it. Like, look at NASCAR. You don't see no, you know, female drivers don't get much respect as much as men do. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah. Well, I mean, but think about it. How many female drivers can you name off the top of your head in the first place?
Not really. Not many.
Okay. I say, how many NASCAR drivers can you name off the top of your head in the first place?
Not many.
Not, no, this isn't me not disrespecting NASCAR, but it's like,
no, I'm just saying.
It's a niche sport. You wouldn't be able to name too many.
That's like NBA versus the WNBA. I could name off 5 men on the top of my head in like 10 seconds, but females, it takes me a little longer. Probably for other people, it takes them longer.
I said, let me make this a more valid point for you. You could probably name 20 NBA players off the top of your head.
Probably, yeah.
I'll give you 5 minutes to think of 5 female WNBA players that didn't make a name for themselves in college.
Yeah.
That makes it harder.
It makes it way harder, yeah.
And that aren't retired. Because I could think of some, but then I just realized Becky Hammon's retired.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. She's on the Spurs coaching staff right now.
Hmm. She retired last year, didn't she? Or was it the year before?
She retired last year. She became a coach this year.
Okay. Dang.
But I mean, like, just, I don't know. This is kind of where I look at anime, and I'm now at this point where I'm like, nope, no matter what, my son and daughter will watch anime.
Why is that? Because the
respect and respect reverence for women. No matter how skimpy the clothes are, the respect and reverence that the Japanese give their women is so far above and beyond the respect that Americans and hell, Europeans give women. Europeans may give it more than Americans, but the way Americans treat women, nah.
I totally
my son and daughter got to watch anime.
I totally agree with you. Because look at Black Lagoon. Who's the toughest girls in there? You got Bella.
Who's the toughest girl? Balalaika. But then, everybody else is, they're not too far below her.
Yeah.
The only anime that we've named on this podcast where you can say, okay, there's a big drop once you get past the big names, Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
But even then, Bulma, who can't fight, produces the stuff for them to train and get out of jail free with. Chi-Chi.
She got to cook. Goku can't cook.
I was like, hold on. Forget this. Chi-Chi has Goku, Gohan, Goten's, your phone, Trunks, Yamcha, Tien, Chiaotzu, Krillin, Master Roshi, all scared of her.
Scared of her, yeah.
The only two characters that I know for sure are not scared of Chi-Chi are Piccolo and Vegeta. Vegeta because he already knows he ain't taking no crap from her.
Nope.
And Piccolo because I came close to killing you before. Don't make me revert back to that side again. And the only reason I'm not hurting you is because I respect your son too much. Uh-huh. By the way, another topic, a topic that we'll talk about in our Father's Day podcast. Why is that Piccolo was a better father figure than Goku?
I really don't. Vegeta's a better father.
I was about to say that.
Goku. I'm like,
Hercule's a better father than Goku.
And he's the weakest one.
I'm right. Like, but it's like you look at animes.
They give women a lot of respect.
I'll take that back. There are some animes, i.e. Pokemon, Think about it. Pokemon is now in the 6th generation.
Oh gosh, I'm getting old. We're getting old.
I'll say the anime started in 96. The company started in 95. I think the anime started in 96, 97, maybe 98.
Might be.
But think about this. Ash has been he hasn't been the same, but he's been the main character throughout.
Yeah.
We started off his main girl being Misty. Mm-hmm. Every female loved Misty.
Every guy loved Misty
because she was a tomboy, but she had some femininity about her.
Yeah.
Jesse off of Team Rocket, she was the head honcho.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then transfer over into, they stay the same in Gen 2, but you also add in Cassidy and Butch. Cassidy was also seen as the head honcho of that operation.
Yeah.
Then you get to Gen 3. The reason why people don't like May is because we're so used to Misty. Jesse.
Yeah.
May came along, it's like,
wait, who is this?
Right. And then to follow that up with Dawn, it was even that was more even so worse. Like, oh my god. But at least with Dawn, they gave us Cynthia.
Oh, that's the new girl?
No.
With, remember Cynthia the Champion?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, one of the...
In from the Horn region.
Right. No, from Sinnoh.
Sinnoh, sorry.
Cynthia in the game?
Oh, she was tough.
It was tough as hell. In the anime, you saw the toughness. Yes. Paul went at her. Paul, who was considered, to me, one of the best rivals at... Actually, no. The best rival Ash has ever had.
Better than Gary.
Yeah. To me, considered the best rival Ash has ever had, she stomped him. Mm-hmm. With ease.
With ease.
Now, granted, okay, of course Garchomp should run through a Chimchar.
Of course.
But the fact that a Garchomp went through Torterra like it was nothing, that's something.
Oh, sure.
And then you get to Gen 5 when they're in Unova, or Ishu if you're not listening from the United States. Maybe it's somewhere different than everywhere else. Mm-hmm. Iris comes. She's kind of a throwback to Misty, but in her own way, Misty was a water-type trainer. Iris is a dragon-type trainer.
Now, a little side question.
Mm-hmm.
Is she considered black?
Who, Iris?
Yeah. We know Brock is mixed, but is she...
I'd say Brock is more Korean.
Is he?
Oh, so because you got to think about it. If they're thinking... Because up until Gen 5, they didn't really... even they said that there wasn't a real black character.
Oh, okay.
Until Lenore and Marshall.
Yeah. Right.
So, if Brock's...
Oh.
So then black. You can... I say, at worst, she's Korean. At best, you could say she's black. Not saying that being Korean is bad or anything, but... You know what? Fuck that. If you took that as an offense, you're too PC. Get a life.
Oh, wow.
He's right.
That's another rant for another day.
He's right, yeah.
If you took offense to that, if you're a girl and you took offense to that, suck a dick. If you're a guy who took offense to that, eat some pussy.
I ain't taking that far.
I did.
Okay.
So he's aggressive.
Yeah.
I'll say, and now with Pokemon today, I mean, okay, back to Iris. Mm. She was a mirror of Misty, but even then, like, she was able to beat Ash without there being, like, some reason as to how she beat him. Like, for example, when Misty would beat Ash... The first time they battled, mm-hmm. Pikachu didn't battle.
Yeah.
And that battle was interrupted by Team Rocket.
Right.
And then Misty looking at it like, okay, wait, but the battle should still continue. Everybody like, no, if Pikachu would have fought in the first place, you would have lost. Hands down. No doubt about it. You're fighting in water, you're using water-type Pokemon, Pikachu's an electric-type, you would have lost.
Laws of nature, I mean, science, yeah.
Let's say, Iris, on the other hand...
But she had Dragonite, didn't she?
She caught Dragonite late.
Oh.
At the start, she had Axu, who wasn't anything, but she also had another Pokemon, Excadrill, who, like Ash's Charizard, didn't listen to her. But unlike Ash's Charizard, who, once it evolved from Charmander to Charmeleon, started to develop that whole, hey, you're not worthy of me attitude, Excadrill was with Iris as a Drillbur. They were winning back. They were undefeated up until Excadrill evolved. They were still undefeated until they ran into Drayden.
Yeah.
And then Drayden's Haxorus beat it down.
Up.
And that's when Excadrill stopped being responsive.
Yeah.
And then it only happened a couple episodes later where Excadrill, okay, he responds. Iris was able, through and through, to either match wits or beat Ash. Mm-hmm. And most people won't look at Iris and say, oh, she was a great second person to have, because you look at Ash's regression in the 5th gen from the 4th gen, where 4th gen, oh hey, he had learned all this different stuff about himself. He had learned all these different types of battles. He had went against Max Action Replay Tobias, who had a Darkrai and Latios. He went to the final four there, only to get to this region and lose to a trainer who had 5 Pokemon.
Yes.
Then you have Serena and Clement's little sister Bonnie. They balance each other out.
Yeah.
But like, back to my point, the Japanese got it right. They show you how women should be reverenced.
Like with Fairy Tail.
Mm-hmm.
Like the girl with the armor.
Urza.
She is strong. I think she's stronger than the fire dude.
She is stronger than... See, okay. I'm a jump in on this one. No, because okay, hold on, stop. But you brought it up. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Just let me end it right there.
No, I'm not, because it comes to my point here.
Okay, go ahead.
In Fairy Tail, there's a lot of guild. There's a lot of wizards in this guild. The weakest guild member. Actually, strike that. The three weakest guild members are all men. The weakest female wizard is probably Lockie, and even she's stronger than at least a quarter of the men in the guild. The next weakest female guild member is either Wendy or Lucy. But they've been involved in so many big battles that you gotta respect their strength. Wendy's a dragon slayer. She has ancient they both have ancient magic, lost magic, because nobody else really uses it. But they're already up there on level. Wendy's up there with probably, well, she's not up there, but she's a little bit below Natsu and Gray. Lucy fights with Natsu and Gray, but she's still considered below them. Then you get into that big group. Urza, of course, is the head honcho of all the women.
Welcome back, Urza. The Master's at a conference right now.
I see.
So, what's that humongous thing you got there?
It's the horn of a monster that I defeated. The locals were so thankful they decorated it and gave it to me as a souvenir. Do you have a problem with it?
No, not at all!
I bet she's heard about what happened at Mount Hakabe.
You think so? Oh, man, I'm a goner.
She's not anything like I imagined.
Now listen up. While I was on the road, I heard a few things. Word is, Fairy Tail is causing nothing but trouble as of late. Master Makarov may not care, but I most certainly do. Kana, you need to start controlling your drinking. Vegeta, please take the dancing outside. Wakaba, get rid of that filthy habit. Nab, I suspected I would find you dawdling in front of the request board. Just pick a job! Makau!
Please just say something!
I don't even know where to begin with you. You caused so much trouble, I've almost given up.
She's really tearing into everyone. It's like she's taking over.
That's Urza for ya.
Even if she is kind of bossy, she's still saner than anyone else here. I don't understand why everyone's so afraid of her.
Are Natsu and Gray here?
Aye!
Oh, hey there, Urza. We're just hanging out like good friends tend to do.
Aye!
Why is Natsu talking like happy?
That's great. I'm quite pleased to see the two of you getting along so well. However, it's only natural for even the best of friends to lock horns every now and again.
Now, she's not as... And this is kind of where, okay, hey, Japanese still kind of got it right, even though we're appraising them for all the women loving over there. The three strongest guild members are all men. Two of them were family members. The fourth strongest, had he stayed in the guild, would also be a man. But then the fifth strongest and the sixth strongest are women. Urza had a hard childhood growing up. She was a slave for like the first, I think about the first 6 or 7 years.
Oh, so this is all in anime?
Yeah, this is all in anime. Oh, shoot. She was a slave. Well, no, they have flashbacks of it, and it still plays a part in her character development to this day. She had been a part of the slave system. She got out. She has a fake eye because of the slave system. They took one of her eyes. So she has a fake eye.
This is in the anime?
Yeah.
What episode is this?
This is all explained, I think, between episodes 32 and 40.
Dude, that's deep. I'm going to check this out.
I told you. It's deep. Oh, and you think that's deep? The sixth strongest wizard, also the second strongest female wizard, Mary Jane Strauss. You think Urza shit's deep. Mary Jane, if you watch Fairy Tail now, Mary Jane is a sweet, loving, just all around prototypical what you want in a woman. She's loving. She cares for everybody. She rarely gets angry. But even in the early episodes when Loxus was being a disrespectful punk, he even realized, like, hey, hold on. As much disrespectful as I am, you don't want to piss her off. And it takes you some time throughout the anime to realize, okay, why don't you want to piss her off? You understand it through Elfman, her brother, that, okay, the reason why you don't piss her off because she used to be a badass. Like, her and her brother and sister came from a countryside where they were kicked out because she had collected some powers from her. She has a magic power she practices magic that makes her be able to take over Satan souls, demon souls. On top of that, she had the attitude from the start of the anime up until this point where she finally lets loose that, okay, I can kick anybody's ass who I want and no one's going to stop me. Now, granted, she never really went up against Loxus that much because she knew, like, okay, no, he'll just zap me out this building. Nah, I ain't doing that. But she always challenged Urza when she was younger. Always. There was never a day that went by where she never challenged Urza. But then one day when she went on an S-class trip and she brought along her sister Lizana and her brother Elfman, Natsu wants to go with them. Elfman said, no, you can't go. I'm going to be the only man here. I'm the only man because I'm a real man. I'm going to be there to protect my sisters. Elfman tries to control this beast, which he doesn't do successfully. Ends up pseudo-killing, and I say pseudo-killing because if you watch the anime, you'll find out how this all happens. But at this point in time, they all think he kills Lasana, their sister, in front of Mary Jane's eyes. So Mary Jane, seeing this, she turns over a completely different leaf. She goes from being this punk rock, goth, badass, always getting into trouble, to this, she doesn't use magic anymore, doesn't do any of that, she's cool and whatnot, serving the master, she's always the master's assistant, she's not even really considered a wizard anymore at this point. Now, fast forward to when Lox is trying to take over the guild, and Freed, Lox's number one lackey, and who's also a tough wizard, is about to kill her brother, Elfman. She flashes back to when Elfman accidentally killed Lasana. And all of a sudden, it's like the clouds go dark. And everybody kind of says, like, oh, shit. The demon has awakened. That was her nickname back in the day, too. The She-Devil.
Don't be afraid, big brother. We still love you.
Devil, Satan's soul.
So Fairy Tail themselves have not only this tough wizard in Urza who's known as Titania, but the She-Devil Mirror Jane. And you would think, like, okay, with those two, you pretty much set the quota for women in that anime. No. They got Juvia, a woman who can control rain. Kana, who, I don't know how she made this be. Uh-oh. It is about that time for you to go to the restroom, isn't it?
No. No, I was just saying, dude, you just went on for about 10 minutes.
I did.
Fairy Tail.
But no, I'm just saying, the women in there, it's really a good anime to watch if you love women power. It's just, from top to bottom, the women, outside of Lockie, they're all almost on the same plane. Like, you got your two up top, you got the others that are like in that middling group. And then you have some light below it, and then you have Lockie, who's way below it. But outside of that, they're all good. Whereas the men, okay, you got your three all the way up that you don't even fuck with. You have your others up here who's below Mary Jane and Urza, but in that middle group as well. And then you have just the scrubs. One guy who uses telepathy magic, he's useless in battle. Just so useless.
Lord have
mercy. That was the second. Well, do you count that as a rant? Will we count that as a rant?
Yes. Okay. I just said one little thing and you took it whole.
Hey, I wasn't going to say anything about Fairy Tail. I wasn't. But you do need to go watch it, though.
I will, Vince.
I'm just saying, the backstories for women in animes kind of makes it seem like we, as American, in our cartoons, just don't put
put too much effort into it.
Yeah.
We just take something that we see as, oh, okay, we've seen this happen in this cartoon, we'll bring it over here and just throw a different twist onto it.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Well, shoot, what else again? What else is there?
That's it. I think we about covered it up. We're now hour and a half. Well, not an hour and a half, but hour and 15 minutes into it. So y'all want to wrap this up and...
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. Silent K, you...
I was silent because I didn't know what y'all was talking about. I know. That's why I was silent. No, I, for the audience to know, I was quiet.
Stop. I didn't know what Caleb, I think when we established that you didn't know what we were talking about in Dragon Ball Z and Girls Bravo, they also assumed that you didn't know what we were talking about in Fairy Tail.
Let's explain Girls Bravo, too. While we on the air right now, we got the listeners listening.
Okay. Let's explain Girls Bravo. This is how we ended. We should bring Shanice over here so she can also explain this with us, but...
She watched Girl Bravo?
Yeah.
She needs to tell me that.
She watches Girls Bravo?
Oh, wow. Oh. Am I the only one that finished it out of you two?
Damn, I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
I finished the entire first season. I know that. I finished the entire first season.
You in a second?
I got to get back into it, yeah.
You got to get back into it. All right. Girls Bravo.
It's about this boy.
It's about this boy who gets a rash. Every time a girl is...
He's allergic to females.
Yeah. Don't feel all for him.
Don't feel all for him, though. Because there's just one girl that he just doesn't seem to get allergic to.
Yeah.
I'll send you... No, wait. What's the name of her? The one that always kicks people to hell?
Oh. dang. Let me think for a second.
It's been so long since I've watched that.
Onime? Not... Dang, let me look that up.
Anyway, continue explaining. Like, I'll write a detailed thing about it later.
This boy, he's allergic to women. But all of a sudden, like Matt said, he doesn't get this allergic reaction to this one girl that somehow get this power out the bathtub, and she ends up in his tub. Mm-hmm. I think it was with no clothes on or something?
Yeah, no clothes on.
No clothes on. Because she was taking a bath in her tub. Which is
in a different world. Yeah.
So somehow she managed to channel her powers to her tub and into his.
Wow.
So she ended up in his tub and they become friends.
And mayhem ensues. That's all we're going to give her right now.
Okay.
She wants to watch it. It's on Netflix.
It's really good.
It's really good.
It's really good. You think it's just all about boobs and... It's really more than that.
What's it called again?
Girls Bravo.
Okay, I'm gonna check that out.
Okay. Go right ahead.
I sure do.
Okay, good.
Thanks for the advice.
You can watch it with Matt.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, because then we wouldn't really be watching it.
I would. I can't speak for you.
Yeah.
What do you mean you've been...
I forgot. What you mean by you, though?
There's one pervy guy on there who is just absolutely terrible. You may get a little pissed off, but you'll get used to him. He eventually becomes a great guy.
I'll be honest, that's kind of the reason why when I brought up the whole would you rather have a cartoon with not too many females but strong females versus a lot of females and strong men, that's part of the reason why I chose the first one. Because I thought about him and Sailor Moon and Powerpuff Girls all came to my mind.
That was absolutely the worst, Sailor Moon. I tried watching it. I just couldn't do it.
The theme song was great, though.
The theme song was okay. It was all right. Just the episodes, just terrible. I tried. I really, really tried. I just could not do it.
I think I have an idea as to how we're going to end this show. Thank you for following along with us if you followed everything that happened in this episode.
I'm Orlando.
I'm Kayla.
Silent K. Nah. Do you want the nickname Silent K?
Yeah, like that. It's a nice
catchphrase. Okay, well, Silent K, Orlando, and Matthew signing off until another episode of Cartoon Something You Know Whatever. If you have any questions for us, we now do have an email account you can email us a message to, the CSYWpodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you have the Podomatic app, you can find us on there, Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Go to the website, CSYW.podomatic.com. And until next time, we will leave you with this.
We'll be right back.